Yes, hi, my name is Naftali with Family First Care. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Aline Palmer.
Okay, just 1 minute. And you're calling in regards to Michael Carson?
Yes, that's my uncle. He needs care. He just recently went to the doctor, and they basically gave him a packet letting him know that he basically needs somebody to take care of him. We don't have time to really do that right now.
Okay, so we can help you with that. I'll be the coordinator to help you enroll into home care services, enroll him. And we can definitely find you an aide once the patient is approved for the waiver. So I'll explain you what the process takes. And first, I need to confirm if it's worth applying financially. Is the patient making more than $2,900 per month?
No, he don't really do anything.
Okay. And does he have any assets on his name, like a house or a life insurance policy, a vehicle, or anything else?
Probably an old ass car. That's about it.
Okay, not a problem. And there are no house or any life insurance policy, right?
No.
Okay, perfect. And are any minors living in the patient's house under 21? Does the patient
No.
support them? No.
No.
Okay, perfect. So let me explain you what the process takes in just a few minutes, and we'll get you started with the first few steps. So the patient will undergo two assessments. The first one is with a Pennsylvania broker. They will determine financial eligibility. So someone will come down to the house, and you will call them to schedule the first assessment. Within a few days after the first assessment is done, the aging agency will call the patient to schedule the second assessment, which is more like a functional assessment to see what the needs are. In the meantime, together with these two assessments, we need two things done. One is a PCP form from a doctor signed that the patient needs services. So we do have our telehealth doctor that we can request to call you and schedule over the phone appointments to sign the PCP form that the broker requests. Do you want me to request a referral for you for the telehealth doctor?
I mean, he already seen the doctor. We already have the paperwork.
So is that the form that states over there that the patient needs long-term care?
Yes, it actually says he need to be in a facility.
So there's two types of things. You can apply for the patient for help in a facility. Either you can apply for home care for someone to help him in the home.
No,
So we
my
help.
family don't want him to go to a facility, so that's why I'm trying to get him help.
Right. Okay. So you need a form from a doctor stating that the patient needs long-term care at
Right.
home.
That's what I got.
Right.
And it said that he's eligible to be inside of a facility. That's what
Can you
I'm
send
telling you.
me?
That's how bad he is.
I understand. Can you send me a picture of this document? I just want to confirm that this broker will accept it.
You said a picture of the documents? His
Yes.
mother had, well, my sister had those documents. She told me to give y'all a call to see what I could do and to see if I could get him some help. I don't have the documents, and I don't really know you to be sending over any documents.
Okay, so look, so we'll put the PCP on the side. So let me just finish explaining what the process takes in. So with the PCP form, and also the county would want to verify any financial proof, meaning to say if the patient has any income or any bank accounts, they would want to see 5 years of bank statements. If he has Social Security income, they would want to see their WARD letter stating how much he's getting every month. And with that being done, the case will go over to the county's office. They will review it, and they will get back if the patient is approved or not. So once this is done, you will be the caregiver for the patients.
No, I have a job. I need somebody to take care of my uncle. I need
Okay.
somebody to come out that's a doctor, that's like a licensed person to come out and literally take care of him while we're at work. Can't have nobody that's untrusted in my house.
Right. So we specialize in that. We can find a good aide for you to take care of the patient. So once the patient is approved for the waiver, they will assign a service coordinator from the insurance, which will come down to your house and assess how much hours the patient needs. And we will onboard and find a good caregiver and start care. So the whole process might take up to 2 months. And the first step, as I said, will be to contact the broker and schedule the first assessment. So the question is if I can transfer you right now to the broker, or should I give you the number? And I guess who will be in charge of scheduling everything and provide any documents needed?
Well, my mom, well, his sister, which is my mom, she works in a hospital. She works a lot. Only thing she do is like make sure she give him his medicine, and she makes sure she on top of everything, like paperwork wise. Now me, she asked me to call y'all and make sure that I'm on top of it to get him some service, because she don't want to have to put him away. So basically, I'm gonna be in charge of it, but I'm not taking care of him. I can't. I have a job
I
too.
understand. Yeah, right. I understand. I just like want to know, like, who can, let's say, for example, for the first assessment, the patient or someone else have to call the broker, so to schedule the
Okay,
first
I'll call him.
assessment. So, okay. So I'll text you the broker's information, and you can call them.
Okay,
Once
that's
you have a
fine.
scheduled date, you can get back to me what the date is. And as I said, about the PCT form, it's also something that the broker requires. So if you can ask your mother maybe to send me a picture of what document it is, because the broker will need a form from a doctor. So if not, we have our telehealth doctor that can help you with that.
Okay, so yeah, so I'm gonna tell my mom that you need what form again? The
It's
PCP form?
called, yeah, it's a PCP form from a doctor which states that the patient needs long-term care. So the broker takes that
Okay.
in consideration for the clinical eligibility.
Okay, I'm pretty sure he got that. He got a packet, like a thick ass packet with all of these papers in it from the hospital. He just came from the hospital for like 3 days. So I'm pretty sure he got it.
So if not, it's just an easy, simple phone call over 15 minutes over the phone. They can sign the document. It's very simple. So I'll go ahead and send you the broker's number. And if you can save my phone number into your contacts, because I'll be the
Okay, I'll save
coordinator
it.
and help you.
I'll save it right now.
I'll provide you my number, because it's a different number that you called.
Okay, what's the number?
The number is 267-551-7445. And my name is Naftali.
Can you give me that one more time? 267.
Sure. 267-551-7445.
551. Okay.
And my name is
Natalie.
Naftali. Yes, it's spelled N as Nancy, A, F as father, T as Tom, Ali.
Okay, I got you. I saved it.
Okay, I'll text you the broker's information, and when you have time to schedule, it's about a half an hour phone call, because they're, reviewing everything. So yeah. If you have any questions, you can
Okay.
call me back.
Okay, that's fine. Should I give them a call now or in the morning?
It doesn't matter. You can call them now. They're open till 5 o'clock. They would
Okay, I'll
probably
give them a
want to
call
hear
now.
from the patient consent. Like, they would want to like hear, are you near the patient right now?
No, he's currently knocked out. He's off his medicine. He don't really talk when he's off his medicine.
They would probably want to confirm from him, like they hear from him, okay, what's your name, your date of birth, but then they can speak to you, like you will be like the representative for him. So I guess whenever he's at a good state, that he'll be able to give over his name and date of birth, maybe a better idea to call.
I guess
But
I would just have to give him a call in the morning when he's like alert, like early in the morning, like as soon as they open up, and just get him on the phone, get him to call, and then I'll take over after he give them all the information that they need.
perfect, perfect. Okay, so then also let me know about the PCP form, if you can have like a copy of it or a picture sent to me to see if this is the right form. Okay?
Okay, I could I'm gonna ask my mom about that for her too. It aborted, so I could call you back after I get off the phone with them and just have everything set up.
Okay, perfect. And I'll be checking with you tomorrow as well, okay?
Okay.
Thank
Thank
you
you.
very much. It was a pleasure speaking with you. Bye-bye.
Bye.